how did you guys kind of manage the emotions of that night with first game in the stadium, but division rival, kind of intensity?
It's a lot of passion, you know. Last year we kind of played them a little late. I mean, it doesn't really matter when we played them, but there's a lot of passion. You know, open up the stadium, you want to go and get a win. So the main thing is go out and execute and do things at a high level. And knock on the door, like I had a real, real bad play. We got a penalty. It could have cost my team the game. And it hurt me, and it won't happen moving forward. So you just got to do things the right way and hold some of that passion in.
Walk us through your scoring play. Came at a real critical point.
It's okay. Gotcha. Say that one more time.
Walk us through your scoring play. Came at a very critical point in the game. Play call. Quarterback's read.
It was the play call, and then it was the quarterback read, and then Sam threw a great ball. You know, I was just trying to make a play for him and do what I can. And that's just team football, you know, trying to do everything you can for your guy. Good things will happen, so just working hard.
Have you guys developed? It seems like you guys are in sync.
I wouldn't say in sync. You know, I don't know too much about in sync, but bam. But he does everything the right way. He works hard. He comes in each and every day, and we communicate, you know. The main thing is to get on the same page. You got to communicate. So throughout practice and games, he tells me what he sees. I tell him what I see, and we try to make it work.
Seems like Sam's had a lot of confidence leading up to this game. Talk about his level of confidence and then also just the chemistry that you and him have already been able to build in such a short period of time.
He's a real poised guy. If you ever look at him, he has the same facial expression. Like, the whole time, he's not going to smile too much. But in the game, we were in a huddle, and towards the end of the game, he said, let's go finish. And he shows you that tenacity that you want, you know. So he's just doing what he has to do, you know, to help the team. And everybody's working as a collective unit to get that W.
Is there special you guys been able to do over the last 10 days? Because it's been such a short period of time to kind of build up that communication.
Special? You know, he has a locker next to me. His locker next to mine. So I guess we spend a little bit more time together than, you know, maybe I would like. I'm just kidding. But, you know, just come in each and every day to work hard and do what you got to do to be successful on the field, you know. Got to make the plays when they come your way, and you got to show them that you'll do it for them.
Does it feel like you've been playing together longer than you have? Because it seems like you guys are in sync on almost every throw that you guys have.
The thing about football, you know, when you got guys that work hard and guys that do things the right way, it'll come together the way it's supposed to if you put the work in. So we put the work in and let the rest figure itself out. It's in God's hands.
What was the crowd noise like for you guys tonight?
Oh, it was nice. We didn't get too much. You know, the defense was going to get it more than us, but it was nice. It was nice to see the fans come out and support and just show that maximum effort that we try to play with and they bring it to the table, too.
Were there any catches tonight you caught where you go, oh, I can't believe he tried to throw that ball in here?
No. Yeah, he just throws a good ball, you know, so I just try to make the plays for him, do my job at least.
What'd you see on that play with Adrian? Did you get a good look at that play?
No, I was blocking. Quote me on that.
Stephon, with Sam making his first start with the team, do you kind of take any of that upon yourself to kind of have a big game, help him out, and really support him there?
Nah, I mean, you got to approach it the same way. I mean, no matter who the quarterback is, no matter who's in it, you're going to try to do the best for your guy. Sam's in the game. He comes with maximum effort, and he comes with that tenacity. So you want to bring that same passion to the game. And I just try to make the plays when they throw them to me.
You weren't happy after your performance in the first week's game. You said happy with this one?
Nah. Got to do better next week.
You guys able to kind of keep you focused in the huddle when obviously Adrian's such a big part of this offense and he goes down, but instead of keep part in the game, I mean, how do you kind of keep
Football is a tough sport, you know. AD is our guy, you know. Love seeing him run, love blocking for him. So when he goes down, you know it hurts you, but if you stop playing a game, you got a whole half or quarters, two quarters left or a quarter left, you'll lose. So we just got to continue to play. I pray he comes back and comes back stronger or whenever. But just got to do what you got to do. I mean, no matter what time of the game it is.
Stephon, what do you think about your defense? You know, they made a play at the end.
Strap. Man, we have a great defense. You know, they come to play each and every week, and they show up each and every week, just like last week, just like last year. Like, I don't like talking about the past, but moving forward, you know what they can do, and you see what they can do. We just got some guys that fly around, play at a high level. I love seeing our defense do well, you know, because I go against them so more often. I like seeing some other guys, you know, get it. Yeah, you know, Trey just playing the game. You know, Trey's kind of like Sam, just doesn't show a lot of emotion, just trying to work hard and do things the right way. And I love to see Trey get a pick. You know, because I've been with Trey, we came in together, and him having success makes me happy. Anybody having success makes me happy. I love seeing the defense show up. So,
was this a limited amount of plays that you were running with Sam at quarterback, or is just execution that, you know, your best plays?
he's a smart guy, you know. He picked up the offense pretty fast, and he worked what he had to work with. So each and every day he prepares the right way. So going in the week, I mean, I had faith in him. I knew he could throw. I knew he could do all those things. So it was just all about getting on the same page.
But the timing was so good on some of those plays tonight. So it looks like he's been here 3 or 4 weeks. Just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's been here for, what, 2.5, something like that? So we're getting close. I mean, close to a month. I'm banking home, getting the hang of everything real soon. So.
Is that encouraging for down the road? I mean, that was a pretty good football team you guys just beat with a quarterback that hadn't been here that long.
Yeah, I mean, but aside from that, he's still a great quarterback. You know, he comes to play. He executed the game plan, and we got a dub. I mean, and more importantly, the win. That's all that really matters to me. And it goes back to me having that penalty. It could have cost my team the game, so it hurt me a lot. And I was thinking about that the whole time afterwards. Like, if I cost my team the game, it's on me. Things like that can't happen, and they won't happen moving forward.
So if I'm a little longer, the first one is, how much of that is them kind of floating up to stop Adrian?
Yeah, I mean, you got to stop 28, you know, and as a receiver on the outside, you got 20 in the backfield, your job is to win, you know, because if they load the box and you got one-on-one, you just got to win your one-on-ones. You know, everybody win their one-on-one battle, you'll have success as a unit. So when 28's in the game or anybody's in the game, I just try to win my individual battle each and every rep.
On the touchdown.
When you're describing Sam and his composure, yeah. It sounded a lot like the kind of things people would say about Teddy. Is there a lot of similarities between them? A
whole lot of similarities. Just poise, you know, prepare the right way, come to play, and make plays back there, you know. Playing quarterback is a hard position. I don't think I could do it, but they play at a high level and they do some great things. So I appreciate both of them.
Does it make the transition easier going from Teddy to now Sam because they're so similar?
I mean, it's hard to say because, you know, last week I had Sean, you know, and then this week I had Sam. So to me, individually, I mean, I don't really put my personal feelings into any of it, you know. My job is to catch the ball. My job is to run routes. So no matter who's back there, if I do my job, it doesn't matter.
Is there a chemistry with Sam that happened this fast?
A lot of people say that. Some people said that with me and Teddy last year. But, you know, chemistry comes from making plays. You know, chemistry comes from working hard and doing things the right way. So they come together on Sunday. So chemistry is a word I guess I won't use. I would just say, I try to do my job. He does his job. Good things happen.
What did you think of the call to go to on third down on the last drive?
You know, I'm not an OC, so I don't really think too much about the calls, but great call.
Which shows confidence in you.
Definitely.
Definitely.
How you know they usually run? You watching us too close? But, I mean, I just ride with the calls. You know, he made a great call. I just try to make a play for him, and, you know, good things happen.
Stephon, obviously it's only week two, but to get a huge win like this over a division rival, does this make any sort of statement for your guys' season?
No, not at all. Not at all. We face a lot of adversity, but it doesn't matter. People don't care about your individual feelings. People don't care about who got hurt or any of that. At the end of the year, it comes down to wins and losses. So we got to win this weekend against Carolina.
Was there a little extra excitement when you guys came running out of the tunnel with a brand new full crowd?
Nah, we've been here in the preseason, so it was our first time seeing it. But this, for being an opener and, you know, our first time at a home game, the fans are just crazy. You know, they support us and, you know, they get so loud. And that's what you love to see. So, I mean, as a player, you love to see your support. You love to see your family and fans in the stands. And I was just focused.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
Hope to see y'all.